Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present on history.org. As we celebrate the anniversary of America's independence this month, we'll consider the revolution from the perspective of Virginians from all walks of life. Today I'm with Brian Sempers and Bernie New, and at Colonial Williamsburg they interpret the married couple, Alexander and Barbary Hoy. As Alexander and Barbary, they'll talk about their struggles as a middling family, adjusting to the changes brought by the revolution. Middling family, you were actually a carpenter, were you not?
I've been many things. I was trained as a carpenter. I was apprenticed as a carpenter.
He's a very fine carpenter.
Fine carpenter can get work.
Well,
I've also done other things. Odd jobber is sometimes what they call men like me.
Mm-hmm. Has the revolution, or the talk of the revolution, or the preparation for the revolution changed your life?
Oh, well, sir, I suppose it's getting harder and harder.
Well, we were getting by before, and now with folks not knowing, and no imports from England, and nobody knows where other stuff is coming from. Things that you used to take for granted are becoming scarce, which makes sense. And then other things that you think you would want to get, you're not sure where you can get them anymore. For example, there's plenty of cloth still on the shelves, but the merchants, you know, we have growing daughters. And you can only mend and patch and darn, but so much.
You're growing out of everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking for cloth. But the cloth that you used to pay, oh, I don't know, Barbary would know better than me. Let's say sixpence a yard or something like that. Now it's 18 pence. You know, it's more and more and more. Things go up. And as things go up in cost, but the money that you're, it's hard to say. It's a prideful thing.
Not the money in as that fast that as it.
And the folks are trying to pay you in credit. Well, a jobber like myself is already extended. Credit isn't what I need. Money is what I need.
So, not to put words in your mouth, but try it this way: if the revolution should go forward and there's independence, you still need money, whether you're independent or not independent.
Well, I don't think that's going to change much.
I don't mean to sound disrespectful, but politics is a fine thing, but it don't fill your belly, and it don't put. And as for myself, I can get by, but a man has a responsibility to his family, and in particular, you've got two girls in our situation who see the soldiers, they see the drums, they hear the high speeches and the fine talk, and they think that this war that we're engaged in is some sort of grand party or barbecue. And Barbary and I are of an age where we remember the last war, the war against the French, and how times, particularly towards the end of that war, when we was just coming up and starting to try to make our way in the world, and how hard times were then, and how relieved everybody was when the peace was called, because now, what did the man say? Now things can be ordinary again. And so, a man like myself who feels that what we're doing as Virginians is right. Some of this stuff, I mean, didn't nobody pick this fight with the British? And they're the ones that started shooting the Massachusetts men, and then once the shooting starts, it doesn't really matter who started it. But we didn't. We got to do what's best. And I look at the girls, and I think about what can a man like myself leave them? And I can't leave them much in the way of stuff. But maybe we could do something that Barbary and I have been talking about. The wife and I have been going around the barn about what might be the right thing for me to do right now.
We don't agree.
Somehow I could tell.
You don't mind if I'm knitting on the stocking,
no,
do you?
No, not at all. You don't agree, but what are you discussing? I mean, you're talking about something.
They're offering good money for men to join the regiments, and it's a year's enlistment as it stands right now. And there's talk, and I told her I was in the tavern the other day. I was in the Raleigh, and there was talk that the Congress up in Philadelphia might change it so that if you join regulars, the Continental Army, before the end of the year, it's a year's enlistment, but if you wait, it could go up 3 years or even the length of the war. A man like myself, I mean, they're offering $10 ready money to join the regiment.
We'll go through that. We'll go through it so fast.
Well, at least we'll have it to go through. What do we have now?
Well, we have you.
The carpenters are... It was a good trade to be in. I didn't have much choice in it when I was apprenticed. It's an honest trade, but carpenters are like tailors. There's a lot of them. They're like shoemakers. Well, that's another thing that I could do.
Well, we could put in some kind of crop there on the land. I've got my ducks.
Got you.
Well, I do.
She's got a fine flock of ducks. They're very, very well cared for. It comes from living on land. It's got snails and such crawling on it.
And with the army, look, I can be making stockings. I could perhaps.
No, they need
shirts and such, and well, that'll bring in something.
They need what she can do more than what I can do. Nowadays,
how has the war affected how you run your household? I mean, we know that there's not enough money coming in because nobody's got any money. But how else?
Well, I suppose what I serve for supper isn't and dinner. Well, you were talking about the hominy, how many days in a row.
Hominy. When it is hominy, it's corn.
But I have to stretch it out. I have to...
Well, at least there's food on the table. I care more about the fact that the girls have something to eat.
And, we're trying to repair everything over and over stockings. And he comes home every day. He has some work on a fence or something. He's ripped something, torn something. There's always a new hole.
I can't be dainty when I'm working.
Be a little more careful.
I'm trying.
How long would $10 last?
It wouldn't even pay the rent.
It'll last longer than having none, and it's ready money. And if you have ready money, as I've tried to explain to you, they are more willing to give you credit because they know you have that clink. Pardon
the
vulgar tongue, but they know if you have the clink, then at least they'll get something out of it.
But if you have to pay the rent and all of it is gone in one big lump, then
you
don't have the ready money anymore
for
that clink.
You ask for an extension on the rent, and if he knows that you... Our landlord is a decent man.
Well, we've also borrowed money from him.
So we give him some of the... We have the coins cut proper, and we give him some of the bits. But wouldn't you, sir, be more willing to extend credit to a man if you knew he had some money, if he could make a payment, as it were?
As bad fortune would have it, I'm not a merchant, so I don't know.
Well, I'm just asking as a man of the world. Wouldn't you be more inclined to trust a man who was giving you some money, as it were, up front?
Oh, sure.
Of course you would. See, he understands.
But...
I know you.
You've got a year's enlistment. As I understand, if I followed what you said, they give you $10 and they take you for a year.
Oh, and they give you a land bounty too.
Oh, I knew you'd bring that up.
It don't matter.
Where is that land? That's so far out from everything.
There's lots of land in the western counties where people don't know who we are, and
there's savages.
Not that far. And take the girls out there.
Well, people still haven't gotten their land bounties from the last war.
Well, that's...
We might be dead and gone by then.
True.
Well,
then the girls would get it, wouldn't they?
Yes,
if you enlist for the ready money, what do you do?
I just tried. I suppose I'll be there by myself with the girls, trying to get by as best as
you
I can.
You wouldn't be by yourself.
Yes, well, I have no family around here.
No.
And
well,
yours
neither
all
do.
Gone.
Not.
Well, we really have no one here.
We have friends. And there's Henry.
Friends tend not to be as reliable as family.
We have one man. His name is Henry. He's a... how old is Henry now? He's not much.
You would
help.
Argue that he's 60 tobacco seasons.
Yes, I say he's more like 70.
Well, if he started counting when he was 3 or 4, then it's probably...
he's
a good man.
He is a good man.
But
he's
good in a garden now. You can make a bigger garden, for that matter.
Well, and you just said that the land was all spent.
Well, it don't hurt to try. You keep...
By myself.
You're not by yourself, darling. The oldest, how old is she? What, she's 11 now, isn't she?
11 years old. Mm-hmm. She does what she can. We have good girls.
They are very, very good. A man like myself considers himself well blessed.
How could you bear to leave him?
Because I love him.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time, with Brian Simpers and Bernie New portraying Alexander and Barbary Hoy. Check history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.